Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
Final hour of Men in Woods. Just a reminder, because Paulie just reminded me as well, we do have some Guns N' Roses tickets to give away before the end of the show, so be listening this hour for your chance to win tickets to their concert at Snapdragon Stadium on September 2nd. Woods has already said he's planning to go now.
Yeah, if I'm allowed.
We have a Roundel report momentarily. First, though, to kick off our 9 o'clock hour, it is time to announce the name of today's biggest fan. If you hear your name called, you're going to have 10 minutes to call us back at 833-288-0973. If you do so, you'll qualify for our grand prize, 20 tickets, you and your friends, a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game at Petco Park next season with all the fan staff, catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. So our tier one on the clock is Nookie Chittafong.
Nailed it.
Nookie Chittafong from San Diego. You've got 10 minutes now, 833-288-0973, to call us back and qualify for our grand prize. And don't forget, you can still get your name in at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. All right, Paul, you want to get to the Rindle Report? Let's get to it.
Let's do it.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindel Report with Paul Rindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Happy Tuesday.
Feels like a Thursday.
Yeah.
No, it is sort of like
Thursday.
Yeah,
buddy. That's right.
The holiday.
Tomorrow's our Friday.
Yeah. All right, let's get started here, gentlemen. We will start off in the NFL, but NFL media. Now, awful announcing. We talk about the baseball broadcaster rankings that they do every year, usually towards the end of their season, and we have their NFL announcer rankings that just came out recently. Now, we're all familiar.
These are the national broadcasters.
Television, right, national broadcasts, and it can be across Fox, CBS, or, of course, all the streaming platforms as well, Amazon Prime for, like, Thursday night. They have 18 teams. We'll just talk about the top five, but just to give you an idea, number 18 at the bottom of the list was from Fox, and that was Chris Myers and Mark Schlereth.
Hmm. They're the bottom?
Yeah, they were the bottom. They got an F, a 1.41 rating out of 5.
Jeez, an F.
Did it wasn't Chris Myers great. Dirty?
Yeah.
I like Chris Myers.
Spiro Dides and Adam Archuleta, they were right there at the bottom, right next to them. And then, just a little more perspective, number 7 on this list was Jim Nantz and Tony Romo. They didn't crack the top 5.
Ooh, it's Romo's fault.
Yeah.
It's gotten worse.
So we'll start with the top five here. Number five, Ian Eagle and J.J. Watt for CBS.
Ben,
good
oh my God,
team,
yeah. Ben.
That's just a good broadcasting.
Ben there loves was a, Eagles.
It was Noah, his son, right?
Yeah.
There was a period in Ben and Wood's lore.
Like 2019, 2020, 2021, somewhere in that
when Noah
range.
Was bursting on the scene?
Yeah.
This dude to my left, he probably started... texted, I'd say he texted Paulie between 3 to 4 dozen times about getting Noah Eagle
like
on the show.
Like once or twice a week.
At least. And he word calling, on Noah Eagle.
I saw the talent. I knew he'd be big and said, and let's get him on the show.
We knew his dad was a longtime broadcaster. Yeah. Was Noah Eagle, he was, I think, a Clippers broadcaster?
Yeah,
does that sound
yeah
right?
Back then, that sounds about right.
I mean, Ben was like every week, like, hey, see if we can get Noah Eagle on.
I didn't pursue Hannah that hard, like when I met her. And
no.
I
still have never talked to him.
Still have never talked to him.
Right?
Yeah.
We had Ian on once.
We had Ian on.
Yeah, we had Ian on.
But like,
what would you do if you met him in person? Would it be like meeting Paul McCartney or something? You'd lose your mind.
No, it's too late.
It's over.
Yeah.
All right.
He's made it now.
He's the luster is.
Well, number five for Ian Eagle and J.J. Watt. Number four, another CBS team, Kevin Harlan and Trent Green.
Oh, we love Kevin Harlan.
Fantastic.
I think it's crazy that, I mean, well, first of all, they're the number two team for CBS, Jim Nantz and Tony Romo, who are ranked below them. It's just awful announcing.
Right.
But I always thought, like, Kevin Harlan, for him to be the number two, that's weird to me.
That is
he
weird.
Is so good.
Yeah,
it
elite.
Just feels official if he's calling the game.
The only thing I'd say about Kevin Harlan, because he's great, but he's very formal, and except when he goes off the rails, he's fantastic.
Right.
But his call, he's very... He's got his cadence, and he doesn't mix it up that much. You know,
sure.
Chest high snap, throwing deep. And he's got, it's,
yeah.
He's
pretty good.
He's very professional.
He's very good. He's good Kevin Harlan.
Kevin Harlan, yeah.
Very
number
good.
Three.
You have that in you.
Number three is your Sunday Night Football broadcast. Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth, NBC and Peacock.
Solid. Here's a guy. Chris Collinsworth, his favorite.
Here's a guy.
I preferred Al Michaels with Chris Collinsworth before Mike Tirico. Nothing against Mike Tirico. Collinsworth is always solid.
Yeah. Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit for Prime. They came in at number eight.
Okay.
Number two.
Al's got lost a little. I mean, he's 80-something. He's lost a little bit of his fastball.
It happens.
Back in the day, I thought that was the best team.
Your number two rated broadcast booth. They got a grade. It's Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, ESPN,
still
Monday
love
Night
them.
Football.
ABC. Still love
they're
them,
not
man.
Number one.
It better not be who I think it is.
It better not be.
It can't be.
It can't. No. No chance.
There's no way.
No. I wasn't expecting him in the top five. So I'm
the jelly roll of announcers.
Who have I forgotten?
Joe Namath.
Tom Brady.
No way, Tom.
Your number
one. That's what I was thinking. There's no way Tom Brady is the number one.
Your number one booth with a 3.37 overall rating, 61% all A's. It's Fox, Joe Davis, and Greg Olson.
Olson is good. Olson's very good.
He's being shoved down our throats like jelly roll, and I don't buy it. He's an industry plant. Because he's fine. He's fine. He's a fine broadcaster that talks like
this. I was scrolling down earlier. I was going kind of slow, going through each team.
Greg Olson's amazing.
And when I saw number two, Buck and Aikman, and I'm like, who have I not seen yet? And I go, you got no way. And sure enough, Joe Davis. Yeah.
Again, he's an industry plant.
I like Greg Olson.
He's awesome. Greg Olson's great.
But every time I'm like, is that Joe Davis?
Yeah. And Kevin Burkhardt.
He's okay.
Kevin Burkhardt's good, too. You put him back with Olsen, that's your number one team. But with Tom Brady, it's just not that good.
Terrible.
Joe Davis and Tom Brady would be maybe the worst booth
there you go.
Ever.
So, I'm telling you some stories.
Yeah.
Tell me some stories about the Patriots. Oh, God. This is it for the rest of my sport. Till I'm dead.
Oh.
This is what I'm with.
I mean,
for the rest of my sport.
He's like 40?
Yeah, he's 35 years old.
He's
this
got
is
a
it.
Long time.
This is it. My son will be doing a tribute to Joe Davis on the radio in 25 years or something when I'm dead and gone.
All right. That's it from the NFL. From football back to football, we talked a lot about the SDFC game last night. Just congratulations to them again.
Yep. Incredible.
I was watching the game. Like, look, I'm very open about it. I'm a very casual soccer fan. I don't know exactly what I'm watching strategy-wise
sure.
or anything like that. And to be honest, like, I wasn't emotional, happy. I was very happy for them, for all my friends that are diehard fans. I'm happy for the city. I'm happy for the organization to come in and do what they did in year one has been amazing, and I'm not ready for the season to end.
No.
By any means. But I'm watching the game last night, and I know it's circumstance, and it's not the only team in America to ever have to deal with field issues, but what exactly can San Diego FC or Snapdragon Stadium do about the field when a football game and a soccer game are within a few days of each other? Because it looked, it was embarrassing.
It looked unsightly. It always does.
And it has nothing to do with SDSU. You know, it doesn't matter if it said SDSU or USD or whatever.
Who was telling us that they had stuff that could erase the football lines instantly and they didn't get erased? They were still there.
Do we not, in 2025, have like a good way to get rid of the white line paste markings?
Every time they were coming down, like down the sideline, there was two lines, and I was confused. I was like, "Oh, that's out of bounds. Oh no, that's not out of bounds.
That's still got,
he's got 10 feet left to go." Painted. It was very unsightly.
Green paint doesn't look great, but it's not just the unsightliness.
It didn't play well.
It was bumpy, which is not good for SDSC's passing game. Slippage nearly cost him a goal when Pablo Cisniega slipped, but still made the save. But he said that easily could have come back to pretty much end their season because of the bad field. Now, the field's held up much better this year than it did last year.
Yes.
I asked Megan Perry, our meteorologist, 2.75 inches of rain in Mission Valley in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Any field's going to take some beating. Now, if it's the only thing you're doing and you had 2 weeks off, it would have been fine.
Sure.
But when you play a football game on it 2 days before, it's going to get torn up, and there's no real good solution. You can't put a new field out in 2 days. You just kind of have to play it. And here's the real question. Now, San Diego State is on the road this week, Friday at New Mexico. So Saturday, they'll at least have a week to try to keep repairing and getting it better. But
a week, they have like 4 days.
4 days.
That's true, 4 days. So it's not going to be that much better, but there's at least not another football game. If SDFC wins and San Diego State wins and New York wins, so three possible outcomes, you could have the Mountain West Championship and the MLS Cup both in the same, within 16 hours of each other. Friday night, December 5th, would be the Mountain West Championship game. Saturday at 11:30 a.m. would be the MLS Cup, like hours after a football game. That's not tenable. I don't think you can do that. You might have to move one of those games.
Now, it's an extreme, I don't know how extreme, but it's an unlikely scenario, right? That both of those things happen?
No.
Three things have to happen for that to both be there. Three wins. SDFC wins. New York FC wins over Miami, because that would mean SDFC would host, and the Aztecs have to beat New Mexico to host the game. Three things happen. We have a big conflict.
What about Petco Park?
It's there. I don't know. Is there a holiday? I mean, Wonderland? I mean,
I was talking with somebody.
Is it available? What's going on at Petco? Is there concerts? Is there rodeo? I don't even know. Like,
I got a tip yesterday, actually, last night. Buddy of mine who knows some people. I don't know if he's right or wrong, but he said that what he's hearing from like the San Diego State side is that Petco Park would definitely probably come into play. And I think the Aztecs would actually be playing. I don't know that you can play soccer at Petco Park. I don't know.
It might not be big enough.
I don't think it's big enough.
It's barely big enough for a football field. And we saw how much bigger a soccer field is.
Right,
I don't think you can play soccer at Petco.
We've seen them do football there. It's different, and it barely fits.
SDFC's not leaving their stadium, right, to go play.
But it's San Diego
Petco.
State's stadium.
Well, it's their stadium, yeah.
SDSU is not leaving their stadium.
Well, that's what I would think,
That's what I think they will be.
So Satan's Blowfish says, wasn't there a scenario if SDFC goes to the final, they get the stadium, and SDSU has to go to Petco? Yeah, I mean, we've heard that.
That's
could
what
be
I'm
possible.
Hearing as well.
The Mountain West Championship could be at Petco Park December 5th on the night game.
That'd be cool,
that,
though.
And then that's Friday night?
That would be Friday
and
night.
Then
and then a day
afternoon.
Game Saturday at Snapdragon for the MLS Cup final.
Keeping it real. Grossmont to host.
Why not?
Not the Mountain West Championship game. It's like on network television.
Southwestern College.
Grossmont. On the Chevron app. Check it out for yourself, everybody.
And then finally, I'll just wrap it up here in the Rinder Report. Very coincidental, actually. But so tonight, for my wife's birthday, she wanted to go. We're going to go downtown to the Civic Theater because Macaulay Culkin is hosting a viewing of Home Alone, okay. 35th anniversary tour that he's on. And he's on stage doing a little Q&A. I've never been to one of those.
You're going to that tonight?
We're going tonight.
Yes.
It's going to be great. We're just going to watch the movie.
You're going to meet Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, no, I just watch him.
I don't know
him,
if it's a meet and greet, but he'll do some Q&As. So that's happening tonight. But on his last stop on this Home Alone tour, he made a little bit of news, and I thought this was absolutely hilarious. He was up at Long Beach, and he was taking some questions, and he says, "Hey, my name is Macaulay Culkin Culkin." Those were his words. "My name is Macaulay Culkin Culkin." And he said,
saying this?
Macaulay Culkin.
What am
and
I
he
missing?
Said, "If somebody comes up to me now at the airport and says, 'Excuse me, are you Macaulay Culkin?' I can say, well, Macaulay Culkin's my middle name." He legally changed his middle name to Macaulay Culkin. His name is Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin.
He changed his middle name to Macaulay Culkin?
He said, "If somebody comes up to me now and says, 'Excuse me, are you Macaulay Culkin?' I can say, well, Macaulay Culkin is my middle name. I did it all for one joke and a bit on Jimmy Fallon's show."
And legally. What was his middle name before?
Fred. It's a little odd.
Actually, I had it, and I don't have it anymore.
Can you explain this to me when we're off the air? Because I'm lost. He changed
his name is Macaulay Joseph Culkin.
You go to his Wikipedia page. His name is Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
He legally changed his middle name. You could change your name to Stephen Woods. And if somebody's, are you Stephen Woods? You're like, that's my middle name.
Macaulay Carson Culkin was born on August 26, 1980, but now he is Macaulay Culkin.
Do you have any questions for him?
Yes, how did you let your younger brother become the much more famous and better actor than
so
you did?
Good.
They're both
Kieran's
great.
Awesome.
Stephen Woods.
I haven't thought of any questions.
No questions?
I haven't thought of anything. I love Macaulay Culkin.
What would you ask? Ben, what would you ask Macaulay Culkin?
Did it hurt when you did this?
What were the wet bandits really like?
So, you know what I would probably ask him? And I've stayed away from the documentary. Prime, I think, is where it's at. The new John Candy documentary.
Yeah, I can't watch it.
I Like Me.
I can't watch it. I can't bring myself to watch it.
The line from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, another Thanksgiving movie.
Yeah, we'll watch it tomorrow.
I will watch it this week. And I don't know that I'm ready to watch it because I know that's going to break
me
down.
Weep.
I'm going to be sobbing. But I would probably ask him, like, what was it like? You know, I can't imagine it's easy for any child actor, but you got to do a few movies with John Candy.
He did Uncle Buck.
Yep. He did, he was in Home Alone.
Home Alone, John Candy.
John Candy was. Not in any scenes
Gus
together,
Polinski.
I don't think.
No, he was with the mom at the airport.
I want to watch it, but I know I'm going to weep. Yeah. I love that man.
All right. Watched the Eddie Murphy documentary. Totally opposite, hilarious.
Yeah, so
I was
good.
Smiling the entire time.
He was smiling the whole time.
It was so great.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I just know the John Candy one, that's going to wreck me.
Yeah, I'm all in. All right. Have fun.
Thank you. Rinder Report. That was interesting. I did not know about that. Now, if he wants to join the show, if you see him, you can do producer thing. Let him know. We can have him on the show tomorrow. Celebrate Thanksgiving with Macaulay Culkin.
Him and his wife, Brenda Song. They're great. I love them.
Nice. Have fun tonight. Where is it at?
The Civic Theater. So we're going to go down, grab some dinner somewhere else downtown, and walk over to the theater and watch a movie.
All right.
If Macaulay Culkin did join us, he would join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney, is helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime. Since 2010, visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. When we come back, we got some Guns N' Roses tickets to give away, so stay tuned. Your opportunity to win coming up after traffic here with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Talking musicals. During the break with Ryan Cohen, yeah. Still in studio with us. This hour on 97.3 The Fan,
here
brought to you
go.
By...
Here he goes. Oh my gosh, it's Ryan Cohen.
Ben said Hamilton was James Madison.
I couldn't remember.
Yeah, James Madison.
It was some sort of, you know, American
Revolution.
He's had a rough day.
Sorry to expose you.
John Hancock, the musical.
That's right. Hancock the musical.
John Hancock. It's Herbie Hancock.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Mission Fed. From first accounts to big life moments, Mission Fed can help. Saving shouldn't be stressful. Mission Fed makes it easier with great rates on savings, certificates, and ultra money market accounts. Grow your money the smart way. Check the latest at rates and open an account at missionfed.com. Membership and account criteria apply. Which musicals have you been to?
Me?
Yeah.
I saw Rent.
I've seen Phantom. I've seen Tommy. I love Tommy.
I would like to see Tommy.
That was good. Before it even went to Broadway, La Jolla Playhouse, when I was like 17, I thought that was a cool show.
I got a friend who's a tier one, who's in Hell's Kitchen, which is a show on Broadway right now.
Oh, badass.
About Alicia Keys' life, produced by Alicia Keys. Nico De Jesus, awesome guy.
He's nice. Tier one?
Tier one.
He's on Broadway?
Huge Padres fan.
Hope he's not listening.
He's awesome. I love Nico. So, Nico, shoot me a text. You're the best.
That's
went
sick.
Went to Wicked.
Yeah,
I know it's huge now with the movie, and the new one just came out and breaking box office records.
I had to take a theater class in college, and we had to go to all the different productions. It was my favorite. The easy A. You literally just go. You have to write a paper about it. Like, you go and you show up to the play, and then that's it. You're done. But it's been a while.
I don't think I've ever been to a musical.
I miss much.
Yeah.
You might love it. Some people do. You know, having the live performances in front of them changes it. Like, it's life-changing.
I'm not inherently against it. I think I would go for the right show.
Right.
But I don't want to go just to go, and I haven't seen a whole lot that I'm like, yeah, I have to go to that. That looks amazing. But I think if I was in New York and, like, the Book of Mormon I heard is just amazing and phenomenal.
Funny.
I would totally sign up and go. But, yeah.
Do you think it makes you more cultured?
No, it's just, if you enjoy
entertainment.
That, TV is just as cultured as a musical right now. I mean, there's amazing television.
Indeed.
On that's artistic and great. I think the performers are impressive.
They are very impressive.
Performing
Sing
live
and dance
with
and...
no, you know, safety net.
You just got dragged to a Working Girl at the La Jolla Playhouse. Enjoy.
All right.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to Working Girl.
Working Girl at La Jolla Playhouse.
How long? It was. How long ago was, like, Hamilton when it was, like, at its
couple
peak?
Years ago.
Couple years ago. It was like 7
probably
or 8.
Like 14 years ago.
Was
I think
it?
When it first was, like, on Broadway.
No, when it peaked, though, when everybody started talking.
I remember
about it.
At
when
one
tickets
point,
were like $7,000.
It was like the hottest ticket in America.
Like 2-3 years ago.
I remember.
I think
it
was like 6 years ago.
Yeah, I was thinking like 7, 6, 7, 8 years ago.
Really?
The debut was 2015, so a decade ago.
When did you say 14 years ago?
10 years
Idiot.
Ago.
And who was in that? Robert De Niro?
Hamilton? No, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
I'm playing off of all of your wrong guesses today.
Which is actually good because it brings us to our giveaway today. And you had to be listening earlier. It should be very easy if you were. If you want to win the Guns N' Roses tickets, you need to know who I embarrassingly thought was in Guns N' Roses.
He was that serious, by the way.
Fourth caller who knows the correct answer, 833-288-0973. It's not someone in Guns N' Roses.
Correct.
But you need to know who I thought was in Guns N' Roses. 833-288-0973. And you can win tickets to the actual Guns N' Roses that don't include this person at Snapdragon Stadium on September 2nd. You can go to Ticketmaster.com for tickets. If you don't win today, and I see our phone lines are filling up, we're going to give away another pair, but we'll do it in the first half of the show tomorrow.
Okay.
So get you up a little bit earlier listening to Ben and Woods for your chance to win GNR. They call them GNR for short.
They do.
Tickets. Yeah.
Good look at you. Was that in the liner?
They actually call them GNR.
No.
Did
you just something you knew?
They call them GNR for Guns
and Roses.
It's not Guns and Roses. It's Guns N' Roses.
Extra bonus answer. What two bands formed Guns N' Roses?
I believe it was Guns
no.
and Roses.
Two bands.
They didn't come together? Oh, I thought that was
it. The two bands came together. What were the name of those bands?
They weren't Guns and Roses. Were the two bands?
Why aren't you following me? No.
Okay.
There's two bands.
Right.
They came together to join like Guns from one, Roses from another, but what was the name of their full band?
That's what I thought.
No, not just Guns.
It was more than Guns.
Right. Like, it was L.A. Guns.
L.A.
And it
Guns.
Was Hollywood Rose.
Oh,
yeah.
Hollywood Rose.
And they put them together, Guns N' Roses.
Like,
isn't that cool?
I do like
yeah.
that, though.
Made sense.
We just got a text in a group chat. All of us. From Mark Grant.
We did. What's that dude up to?
Hands down, the number one musical.
Oh, he loves
God.
It.
He loves
God.
Musicals.
He sang Oklahoma on this show live.
Is there anyone better?
He's unbelievable.
The producers. Mudd loves the producers.
He loves the producers. All right.
That was the one where they were trying to make the show so bad, they were trying to make it tank, right? It's the Mel Brooks,
yeah.
the producers.
Yeah.
Where
Larry David did a whole thing about it. It was great.
Was it like Summertime for Hitler or something? They made the worst they were trying to make the worst possible musical.
And it worked.
Everyone loved it.
Yeah. That's excellent. Excellent.
I love you, Mudd.
Love you, Muddley.
Hey, God.
You know, you could sing the baseball game tonight.
Love it.
I dare you to bust out some sing-song tonight.
Oh, Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain and the waving wheat. Kiss your smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Oh, Oklahoma, every night my honey lamb and I sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky.
It's unbelievable.
Pretty much, we should retire.
You're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, O-K-L-A-H-O-M-A, Oklahoma!
Yeah! Taking the pipes for tonight.
Summer loving had me a blast.
So good.
Summer loving happened so fast. I met a girl crazy for me.
Forgot we did one with him.
Cute as can be.
Tell me more. Did you get very far?
He's amazing.
That
love
was
you,
amazing.
Mudley. Thanks
that was,
for listening.
I was live in studio with Mudd a couple years ago. That was amazing. All right, Paulie's going to get our winner picked. We'll come back. Final segment of Men and Woods. Wrap things up on what's been a very fun Tuesday here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
He just told me, Ben did, my partner, my life partner, says to me, Mudd has a really good voice. I said, yeah, he does. And I told him about a new song I just learned on guitar. He's like, yeah, you're not that great of a singer. You're in tune, but you don't have... His quote was, you don't have the voice of an angel.
Like Mudd does.
Why do you have to break me down? Is what I want to know. Does it make you feel good? Look me in the eye. Does it make you feel good? To make me sad? Does it? You don't have the voice of an angel.
When the wind comes right behind the rain.
That's amazing.
I mean, I could do that in a heartbeat.
You could?
Yes. What does he say? When the wind comes right behind the rain.
When the wind comes right behind the rain.
When the wind comes right behind the rain.
That was better.
Angelic. Suck it. Suck it. That's what I say to you.
O-K-L-A-H-O-M-A. Oklahoma! Yeah!
Pretty good. It's pretty good.
I think he's excellent.
I don't have the presence of Mudd, as Purple says. Of course not. Who does?
No one does. No one does.
The voice of an angel.
Who won our Guns N' Roses tickets, Paulie?
Robert.
Robert, dramatic, because he called in, yes. Didn't realize there was the trivia question that went on, racked his brain, and came up with Flea, is who I thought was in Guns N' Roses. Not.
When I was naming all the members, he goes, where's Flea? I said, he's in the Red Hot Chili Peppers still.
They're also an L.A. band, right?
They are. Yeah. They are an L.A. band.
Two L.A. 100%. Bands. Yep. Similar nope. time frames.
Chili Peppers.
A little later, right?
Not real. They were didn't make the scene. They're actually, it's weird. There was this two dynamics of like two different types of bands. There was this hair metal, and then there was this Jane's Addiction slash Chili Peppers scene coming together. They didn't intermingle much.
No. No. Completely different music. I realize that.
Yeah.
Just mixing up names.
That's okay.
Band members.
Nicknames, yeah. Yeah. Flea, Slash.
Exactly. One word right. Nicknames.
I mean, that's how they do it.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Toyota of Poway. It's the season to save at Toyota of Poway, voted San Diego's number one Toyota dealer by USA Today. The Black Friday sales event is on with brand new Toyotas in stock and ready to roll. Hurry to Toyota of Poway or toyotaofpoway.com and drive home happy this holiday.
Well, you're not alone. Purple here in the chat says he was talking to his friend. He thought Sting was the lead guitar player from Guns N'
Why
Roses.
Not?
Sting slash Flea.
Sting.
Some Prince. Sort of Prince.
Some sort of
that
painful,
was his name.
Some sort of painful cutting.
Prince's name was Prince Rogers Nelson. So
yeah, it was his actual
name.
Went
by Prince.
Until he went by that symbol for a while.
Yeah. That's right.
The artist formerly known as
Sting
Prince.
As the guitar player for Guns N' Roses is a visual that is like my favorite thing. And Slash playing with the Police would be absolutely epic. So I love it.
All right, let's check traffic. We'll wrap things up with Ryan Cohen. Maybe we'll spin the topic wheel before we go. See what Ryan has to say.
I love it.
Coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan. Just a quick wrap-up of the sports news. If you missed any of it, we talked about SDFC's 1-0 win over Minnesota. They will have to turn around quickly and start prepping for Vancouver because they've only got 4 days until the Western Conference Finals. That game is Saturday, 6 p.m. at Snapdragon Stadium.
Wow.
Another Apple TV. It's a doubleheader. The first game will be Miami, New York,
And then second game will be SDFC against Vancouver. The winners go to the MLS Cup Championship game on December 6th. Aztecs play tonight, 8 p.m., very late start against Oregon. We've already talked about how important it is for them to get a win. You don't want to lose three in a row, but I didn't mention, it's worth mentioning, UCSD is now 5-0 this year. They beat Temple yesterday. Wow. They're playing in the ESPN, the Terry's Chocolate ESPN Events Invitational at Walt Disney World, just another one of these massive Feast Week tournaments. Totally new roster, new coach. Remember, everybody left last year after they made the tournament, and now they're 5-0. And Temple's, you know, usually a pretty decent team, often a tournament-quality team. They'll play Bradley in the second round semifinals of that tournament later today. So I want to give the Tritons their credit.
Yeah, I mean, you got some alum in your family.
I do?
Yeah.
I have my dad and brother, both UCSD basketball alums.
Did your brother bitch at you that you don't give them the same attention?
He doesn't.
Doesn't?
But I think he appreciates when I do give him a little attention.
Sense. Like, hey, man, you know what? Can we get some love?
They made the tournament last year, played way better game than San Diego State did in their tournament
sure
game.
Did.
And now have come out and started 5-0 with a completely revamped roster and coaching staff. So credit to the Tritons for trying to build something at UCSD.
Okay.
All right. You want to spin the topic wheel, Paulie, for us with Ryan Cohen in studio for a few more minutes? It's a treat having you in today, Ryan. Thank you for coming by.
Great job, buddy.
Fun. This is an easy one. What is? I've probably done it before at one point or another, and in fact, I know we have. What is your all-time number one favorite cereal? One cereal.
It changes over the years, doesn't it? I mean, it's
like one cereal for the rest of your life, but let's not worry about like the negative effects on your teeth.
Right. Today, gun to your head. Hey, man, I got cereal, any cereal you want.
The one that I always come back to. In fact, I had a bowl last night, kind of as dessert. When I got home, because I hadn't had dinner, I just, I need something. I need a bowl of cereal. We had one bowl left. It's Frosted Flakes.
Mm. Oh, they're so good.
It's just, God, they're it just elite. Always comes back.
You don't need to add any sugar. They're just perfect. They
just
really
as
are.
As is,
they
out of the bag.
They do get very soggy very quick, so you have to get through
them. Then the milk is good.
The milk, I don't drink milk.
I don't either.
I love the milk.
But I'll drink the Frosted Flakes.
I get that there are sexier, more exciting, sugary cereals.
I've never thought of cereals being sexy.
Lucky Charms. Wieners. Kind of sexy. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is sexy.
Boobs. Boobs the cereal.
But for that classic, like, childhood memory taste, Frosted Flakes do it for
me. I'm going to go Crunch Berries. They shred.
Oh, I love it.
Shred the roof of my mouth. Shred it. But when I sit down, I also had a bowl last night.
There's the fruit in there. I would rather have Captain Crunch.
I also had a bowl last night.
You did?
Crunch berries?
Yes. Wow. My parents bought them when the kids were in town. They didn't eat them. They brought them to my home for us. And I looked in the pantry. I was going to get a healthy snack. And I looked down and I went, and there's the captain smiling up at me. He was on the bottom shelf smiling up at me.
That bastard.
Hey, Chubbs, how about a bowl? Maybe even a little refill when you're halfway through. How about that? And so I crushed it, and the roof of my mouth is shredded cheese.
Hot take, I think Crunch Berries are the worst of the Captain Crunch options. I'd rather have regular or peanut butter Captain Crunch over the Crunch Berries.
Peanut butter Crunch is for...
That's horrible.
I know.
It's terrific. But I could eat the regular. I could eat the regular Crunch.
Yeah, the regular Crunch is good.
And I could eat the all berries.
Gracie says Frosted Mini Wheats, which I've convinced myself is healthy.
Those.
I think they're great.
They're not.
But I can convince. I like
dry.
Them because I can eat them.
I think
they're healthy.
Cool Triscuits with a little sugar on it. Sounds delicious. Ooh, how about a bowl of Triscuits?
They're good. They're good.
I told you guys my grandfather used to get the shredded wheat that was one big wheat thing.
Oh my God!
And he would
grandpa did that too.
He would put buttermilk on it and chop it up with a spoon, and he'd eat it, and I would be sitting next to him at 7 years old like worst thing I've ever seen.
Ryan,
I go I feel like it's a little bit healthier than a Lucky Charms and Trix and all that. It's not, but my go-to almost every day is Honey Bunches of Oats with strawberries.
Delicious.
Yep.
Honey Bunches of Oats are delicious.
Oh, with the strawberries.
You remember O's?
Yeah.
O's, just and they O's. Had like little things in the middle of them, like they were called O's. O-H. O's. Yeah, O-H. They were so good. Like Honey Nut O's, but not Honey Nut Cheerios. Which I'll slay those too.
Honey Nut Cheerios are what my mom always used to buy when I was a kid. Probably had a million bowls of those growing up, but I kind of just got tired of them after a while.
Yeah.
I ate so many of those.
Paulie, about you?
If I had to pick one, it's Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
God, it's elite.
It's just so good.
Anytime I go to a... like a Hampton Inn and they have the continental breakfast, they always have the little fast, dispenser.
Though, yeah, soggy cinnamon toast crunch is not good.
Oh, they said those are still around. I like those, man. Yeah, Frosted Mini Wheats, I tried that bit for years. And again, thought it was healthy. Oh, this is good fiber. And it just sticks in your throat.
What I can't imagine, after all these years and all the cereal variations, because there's Frosted Mini Wheats, there's strawberry, there's all cinnamon, there's all different kinds. Why won't they just make one where the whole thing's covered in the sugar, like both sides? Just completely frosted. Not just the top.
Literal frosted mini wheats.
That goes away from the, you're lying to yourself and telling you it's healthy.
Right, but someone wants to
question,
go away from
that,
is
there
that,
a
right?
healthy cereal? Grape nuts?
Like, kicks.
Oh, cool, rabbit pellets. Disgusting.
I think Raisin Bran is moderately healthy.
That was always my go-to.
I'll eat it.
All right, Mom's not going to let you get the sugary cereal. You got to take it down a notch just a little bit.
There's actual healthy cereals that no one would want to touch with a
Special
pole.
Special K.
Cashy Goat Crunch or whatever that is.
Try to feed your kids one of those.
The people that did this always weirded me out because they did it in the Special K commercial. I believe it's still on the box. They cut up strawberries and put it in there. Were you ever a fruit and cereal guy?
No,
me neither.
No. Absolutely.
Were you
all the time?
Cereal like
regularly.
Bananas.
Oh yeah.
And
I would cut up a strawberry and put it with like Frosted Flakes. Delicious.
That's an odd combo.
Any fruit, I'll throw in cereal.
Yeah.
Anything.
Christopher says he had to eat Kashi.
Well,
it's
so
like
sorry,
twigs. It's like twigs and granola.
So sorry. No kid should ever have to eat Kashi.
Never.
Kashi.
They shouldn't. Curse you, parents.
It's just wrong.
You're the same parents that buy Spindrift at your kid's birthday.
Yeah, that's what you had as a kid. If that was your go-to cereal, text your parents right now and be like, why didn't you love
me? Why did you do this to me? Interesting. Go ahead. Spin it again.
Spin one more?
One more time.
I've been waiting for this one.
Oh, no.
It's a stupid one.
All right.
And you'll know what I mean. Do you spell it okay or okay?
Like O-K-A-Y or just okay?
Okay. Oh,
I think I'm lazy, just okay.
Okay.
Woods, I think I spell it out.
Woods has a fear of writing things out, so you want to keep it as short as possible.
Yeah, I just do okay. Wait, if I text my wife, okay.
Like, yeah, okay. Hey, can you go pick up this? Okay sounds good. You say O, letters O, okay.
Okay. Yeah, the letter's okay. O-K-A-Y?
Technically, that's not a word, though. It's okay, O-K-A-Y is a word.
It always has periods next to it. For what? What does it stand for?
It shouldn't have periods next to it. It doesn't stand for anything. Does it stand for something?
Oklahoma.
No. Well, yeah. Postal code.
Depends who I'm texting.
Nick says his mom says K-A-Y. That makes me nuts.
That's horrible.
That's terrible. Also K, just the letters.
AI says the most widely accepted origin of O-K is as an abbreviation for All correct.
Okay.
A humorous misspelled version of all correct.
All correct.
O-L-L-K-O-R-R-E-C-T.
Okay. I can get behind it.
That's
okay.
Weird.
That's what it stands for. Mud.
It was also popular in the 1840s during the presidential campaign of Martin Van Buren, whose nickname was Old Kinderhook.
Ah, yes, of course.
Martin Van Buren the musical.
He's a crumb creep. You know, you're a real crumb creep coward. We haven't played that enough.
Hook.
All right, one more time. Quick.
No. Okay.
One more time. All right, one more.
Come on.
What is the nastiest thing you have ever eaten?
Kashi.
Kashi Go Crunch?
No.
Escargot. No.
I've had escargot. It wasn't bad at all.
Ben used to take it as lunch when he was a little kid.
I don't remember even if I don't. I didn't spit it out, but I was pretty young and I just knew I was eating a snail. I was probably 19 and living with a buddy. He said, "Hey, it's the holidays. We do this big family trip. Do you want to come with us?" And it was like a 2-hour drive to this family's house, and they were of like Nordic descent, and we had lutefisk. And lutefisk, they told me, they said, "Hey, you're the rookie.
Hey, this is gonna
you're
suck.
Gonna have to try it.
There's no
Everyone
way.
Tries it.
I would have walked away."
And they're like, "I don't really have any good things
it's
to say
like
for
a
you.
Jellied
like, it's going
fish.
To suck.
It's I've had gefilte fish, which is bad.
That's
along
not
the
good.
Same vein." But, I mean, really, does anyone remember Thanksgiving Oreos last week?
Those were pretty bad. Those were pretty nasty.
Lutefisk, number
really
one.
Really bad.
Not even close.
not that disgusting a taste, but very weird texture, was jellyfish.
Well, you ate jellyfish?
Yeah, in Singapore.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah. Didn't taste that bad?
Not, like, not disgusting, but the texture is so weird and chewy.
Mine's
it's a jellyfish.
Mine's salmon.
Okay.
Salmon.
Filthy. Disgusting.
I'd be afraid to eat jellyfish because I wouldn't want it to sting me.
But they're dead.
They're dead.
Well, you but that doesn't mean it doesn't have the...
I think they'd take them out.
Well, I'm sure they're supposed to, but I'd be worried that they didn't do a good enough job removing the tentacles that sting you.
I did not get stung.
It's like octopus. Octopus is chewy.
Yeah, it
I've
is
had
chewy.
Pulpo tacos. Those bad. Are not uncommon. They're not my favorite.
I've had brain.
But
I've had brain before.
Yeah.
And tongue.
Mexican food, they can make anything taste
good.
It
tastes delicious.
Suadero, buche, tripa.
All right, I mean, settle down over there.
They make it all taste pretty. It can all taste pretty good in a taco.
Ryan, thanks for coming in, buddy.
Thank
Appreciate you guys.
So
have a happy Thanksgiving.
You as well. All and, for, all everyone listening.
Tomorrow.
Final day of our week.
Final day of our week. We'll get into all of the Thanksgiving traditions and fun and foods and all that good fun stuff. Should we do a little Friendsgiving tomorrow morning?
Do you want to, like, bring dishes and stuff?
Just, I'm asking. I'm just throwing out ideas.
Remember the year we made Ben have a frozen Hungry Man, Thanksgiving
that
dinner?
Gnarly. Near the top of the list of worst things I've ever eaten, for sure. That's it for us. We will talk to you again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. For Ryan Cohen, for executive producer Paul Reindl, and Stephen Woods, voice of an angel. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Tuesday from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.